Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Man, all right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I know, I've been off the scene. I've been not on COVID, been not on nothing. I've been sitting, I don't know where I've been sitting, but before I get into all the explanations and all this other stuff, might as well tell you how to call me, if you're so inclined to. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And, as always, I invite you to chat with me. Also, if you don't want to call me, I get it. You can jump to the chat room, smoothdrama.com. Made some slight adjustments in there, so you can go in there. I got some music you can listen to, you know, when you're there. I got a little video game embedded in there that you can play. I got stuff, and of course the chat room, and you can go and look at my face that's made for radio if you want, because it's on there too, all that good stuff. Facebook, because some of you social media, and I social media also. I guess that's how we're doing this, because we're being social. If you want to join the Smooth Drama group, you can ask to get in on Facebook, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Boys to Men, a.k.a. Benjamin Bottom, or was that Button? I'm guessing Benjamin Bottom is a bad porno that none of us ever want to watch. But Mr. J, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, will add you to the Smooth Drama group. And basically, wherever you find Smooth Drama, follow us, add us, holla at us. We love to have your attention, just for a little bit. I don't want a lot. I just want a little bit. If you know me, you know what that means. I just need a little bit, that's all. Just a little bit. And speaking of one a little bit, since I got you, if you're listening, obviously you're listening because you hear me talking. The apocalypse. Man, I just been sitting back and watching the apocalypse happen. I mean, it's been amazing. When I say amazing, I'm talking about the apocalypse has been amazing. I mean, the apocalypse is like the time to lie with the greatest intent. You can't do the little lies, or as the lie is, little white lies, people call it. You can't do those little white lies, even though those are the biggest lies on earth. You got to go for the gusto. I mean, the gusto during the apocalypse, because that's what we're doing. For example, our homie, Astromy, Juicy. Everybody remembers Juicy Smollett. He, of course, got recharged because he embarrassed the police, whatnot, I guess. And he just rested his testimony by saying that the attack on him in 2019 was not a hoax. So he was charged with 6 counts of disorderly conduct for filing false police reports, all of which he pleaded not guilty to. And so he took the stand and he called the prosecution's key witnesses liars. Now, most people know the case. This is the dude that says white folks was chasing him like 3-4 in the morning. And he was the victim of gay bashing, whatnot. And it ended up being these two black dudes that he hired. he paid them $3,500 carry it out. Apparently he wrote a check, which makes it even worse. Right? Because one, I know I have checks and I've had my checks for what? I want to say like over a decade. Every now and again you have to use a check because there's some fool that's like, nah, I need a check. Okay. So you have to make sure you got one on tap just in case, because there's some fool that's going to say that. But anyway, he used a check. He got caught. Everything he said was a lie. He said, hey, it wasn't a hoax. These dudes is in blackface. I don't know. I'm just making that up. But it's two black dudes, two Nigerians. It's like I'm saying, the apocalypse. That's the time to lie with great intent. We are lying with supremely great intent now. The hypocrisy that's out here is amazing. I have not seen such a amazing hypocrisy in quite a while. And speaking of hypocrisy, so curling. Anybody know about curling? Right? Curling. I didn't know that curling was a big deal, but apparently it is. So in the world of curling, there's broadcasters decided they're going to cancel the live stream of a curling tournament that will determine the final spots in the Beijing Olympics. Why? Because a Dutch sex toys company was a sponsor. So some broadcasters was like, nah, we can't do that. In the United States, they're like, U.S. Curling tweeted, It's not available due to unforeseen sponsorship conflict with the local organizing committee. The national governing body said NBC was working with organizers on a solution. Apparently, the sex toys company Easy Toys, and it's a sexual paraphernalia website that builds itself as the market leader in the Netherlands and Belgium. They were the ones who were advertising. And so, Easy Toys. Don't be telling people. Then the price is going to go up. Maybe that's my thought. Yeah, that's why they were mad. It's like, I'm supposed to be the only person that knows about Easy Toys, and if everybody finds out about it, because y'all know curling has such a huge audience. can't stop, won't stop watching that curling. And it's funny because I remember watching curling and I thought to myself, man, I would love to do that shit. I would love to curl just once, right? It's like, if I'm going to do something, it's like curling. Curling is one of those things that I would do once. And apparently, and for those of you who don't know what curling is, because I didn't know when I watched it in the Olympics, I just had to see it. Curling is where it's like shuffleboard, right? You hit the thing, and then there's somebody in front of you who is like smoothing out the ice in front so it goes so you can get the best spot in the little circle or whatever. It's like I just thought it was something that you do. You're just hanging out with your friends once. Hey man, let's curl. We say we did it, and that was it. But it's apparently it's an Olympic sport. And yeah, if you want, well you can't watch it unless you go to one of those sites that exists on the internet that we don't acknowledge, but we all know about. You want to see curling, because sex toys, easy toys to those hundreds of people that was watching curling. Hundreds of people. It was too much. Oh my God, is that easy toys? Yes. Yeah. I mean, so nobody sex toys anymore. I mean, we got commercials for everything, but we can't have commercials for sex toys. See, that's the hypocrisy, right? It's hypocrisy. That's the lie. Nobody uses sex toys. Nobody. But everybody uses sex toys. It's just, we can't say it, because if you say it, right. Yeah. You just, you done messed up. You done messed up totally. And speaking of messing up totally, guess what, y'all? I know we everybody's focusing on Omicron right now, but guess what? There may or may not be a solution on the horizon. So, the new type of gum been found to nearly eliminate transmission of the coronavirus by neutralizing the virus in the person's saliva. Team of scientists led by Penn State University infused a plant-grown protein and found it traps the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So the protein known as ACE2, like ACE and the number 2, prevents it from attaching to a host cell in the human body by interacting with the SARS-CoV receptor binding domain. This facilitates virus attachment to the reception through the receptor and fusion with cell membrane. So they collected saliva samples from coronavirus patients that were exposed to the ACE2 gum, and they found that 50 milligrams of the cinnamon-flavored gum reduced viral entry by 95%. So, I guess all of the virus, 95% of the virus, just sticks into the gum. So does that mean we're going to have COVID gum strategically placed all over the place? I mean, I know I'm thinking crazy, but somehow I'm thinking that it's going to come to that, because folks are going to start chewing this COVID gum, making sure you don't get it. But that just means that COVID it's just stuck in the gum. And then when you spit that gum out, you're spitting that COVID out. And so people stick gum underneath desks. People stick gum everywhere. And so now you'll be out there stepping on COVID, maybe, allegedly. Just a thought. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. I'm just saying, COVID gum, keep you from getting COVID. So for some of you people who, you know, you don't want to get vaccinated, you can chew some COVID gum and spit your COVID out anywhere if you get it. I don't know. You know what? I need a break. I'm going to break. This is Mount Westmore, Big Subwoofer.
Hey, don't want to scratch you.
Big Subwoofer in the back. Put the photo windows out of frame. Party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer in the back. Put the photo windows out of frame. Party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer in the back. Put the photo windows out of frame. Party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer in the back. Put the photo windows out of frame. Party when I pull up.
Money taller than the trees in Yosemite. Tell my 40 on me that's many more. Tell me anything I want, I can afford. Never hustle backwards, always forward. I can multitask, always on the grind. I can walk and shoot guns at the same time. I ain't on hiatus, I ain't missing an action. I'm the center of attention, bitch, the main attraction. When I enter the turf, when I pull up, people gather around me like an ice cream truck. People always ask me what I do for a living. I wear many hats. I'm something like lead. I love liquor and sex. Booty and breath. A couple stretch marks and cellulite on her flesh. She got her legs open like a field goal pile. Booty softer than the King Hawaiian roll. Uh-oh.
Big Subwoofer in the back. What's up on the windows out of frame? Party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer in the back. What's up on the windows out of frame? Party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer in the back. What's up on the windows out of frame? Party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer.
Big Subwoofer bouncing like a trampoline. Glass shake when I roll past the scene. Candy apple paint dripping classic gray. Everybody eating, you can ask the team. Fast and neat, stickers bumping, tags clean. Keep me something to smoke on. Bad bitch to poke on. Bass hit like an earthquake. You niggas hold on, I hit the block and roll on.
My bitch got ass like 218s. Her favorite two short songs is in those jeans. Check it, baby, if you like this song. Do a nasty dance every time they turn it on. It's got more face than baseball. She down on her knees, she wanna face up. I gotta give her what she wants. Turn it up loud and let that shit bump. Everybody love the bomb bomb bumping in the trunk. You in the back seat wishing you was in the front. She said something, asking if I heard. But bitch, I can't hear one motherfucking word.
Big Subwoofer in the back. Put the photo windows out of frame. Party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer in the back. Put the photo windows out of frame. Party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer in the back.
Subwoofer, big titty hooker, cocaine cooker, rooftop looker, looked out and saw, TJ hooker, jumped off the roof like Superfly Snooker. You know me, I'm up in it like a booger, then I treat the bitch like some dice and I shook her. I heard this youngin' screaming like a woman, yelling that they coming, nigga we ain't running. It's a new day, still got the AK. If these bitches wanna take it back to 88, turn the music down, but we locking horns. Keep the party going, it's a false alarm.
Big Subwoofer in the back, what's up on the windows out of frame? It's party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer in the back, what's up on the windows out of frame? It's party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer in the back, what's up on the windows out of frame? It's party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer in the back, what's up on the windows out of frame? It's party when I pull up. Big Subwoofer.
together you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Mount Westmore, Big Subwoofer. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Let me give a shout-out to my homie, Amon Hotep, in the building. I see you. Shout-out to my peoples. In the chat room, Fancy Specimen, my favorite terrorist. I see you. I'm saluting you. West Side in the building. Although that Fancy Specimen, that gift is nasty. I'm just going to say that. And I'm going to walk away. All right. So, I'm a conspiracy theorist. 192.3%. Because, I mean, you're going to be a conspiracy theorist. You can't just go by the regular numbers, people. I'm 192.3%. Don't try to measure it. Don't try to compare it. Just rock with it. So, I was, you know, I've always thought of things and seen things in a more linear light, right? So, 3D printers, right? People are doing all kinds of amazing things with 3D printers. They're printing out all kinds of stuff, prosthetics, all kinds of crazy stuff. Then I saw that there's a scientist have come up with a new type of living ink, or what they call bio ink, made from program, and I'm probably messing this up, but it's called Escherichia coli. Which are bacterial cells which can be used, which can be 3D printed to create hydrogels in different kinds of shapes that release different type of drugs or absorb toxins depending on how they're engineered. Now, what make this different from other bio inks is how it uses genetic programming to control the mechanical properties of the ink itself. So, there is a printed ink, and it is bioengineered. And so what the scientists say they've done, they want to provide these programs in the form of DNA that they write and genetically engineer. So, these microbes are alive. So the ink is actually programmed and alive. Now, not to disturb my homies and homettes who have, you know, tattoos, not to disturb you or anything like that. But there is ink that is protein-based, and they're nanofibers, and they are alive. So, I don't know if a lot of people have seen this. There's this one old movie called The Blob, where this little ball, this little meteor falls to the earth, and it breaks open, there's a little ball, and person touches it, and it just on their body, and it starts absorbing their body, and then it eventually gets big. And I can't remember how they killed it, but they killed it, contained it, they froze it, or something like that. The Blob. And I ain't saying that, hey, if you got tattoos that you didn't get injected with microbes that are alive. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's a possibility. So there are a lot of people like, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. You ain't going to chip me, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just saying, there's ink that's alive. So maybe if you use an ink pen and some ink has gotten on you, you now have those bioengineered genetic markers on you. Maybe. Allegedly. Maybe it was in, it's just, this is something new. Because y'all know, that's how it works, right? They create it, and then they introduce it to you and tell you about it immediately. Or do they do the opposite? They create it and perfect it for years, decades. Then they tell you about it. Sort of like electricity, the internet, all that other stuff that was around way back in 1895. But I digress. I digress, but I don't, because once again, 3D printers use ink that are made from microbes that print blobs that are alive. So if you use that 3D printer with that ink, which you may or may not know that you're using that ink, and you touch that thing, you're touching something with the microbes that are alive. And we don't know how that works and where it goes. So, live ink, y'all. Not that I'm a conspiracy theorist who wouldn't say it could happen, but it seems to me if there's live ink, it's probably been around for a long time. And I'm going to guess it may or may not be in use in the population. You just don't tell folks about it. Because why would you tell people that what's popular with them can be used against them? Because they don't do that. They don't do that at all. And speaking of what they do and don't do, because I'm doubling down, because I ain't been around in a while. I ain't been around. I've been off the grid, so I'm just spontaneously. I got another one for you, because sometimes Mr. FN Word be talking outside his neck. He be tripping. Just talking about stuff, and then where do you find this stuff? That can't happen, but it actually is. For example, There are what they call xenobots, not to be confused with the xenomorphs from Alien. But there's what's called xenobots that researchers have developed. And they was collecting them for what they call kinematic replication. Because researchers develop what they say are the world's first living robots that can now reproduce in an unprecedented way. They're biological machines called xenobots, and They're made from genetically, as they call them, unmodified stem cell bundles of the African clawed frog, which can have children all by themselves. So now, these robots can self-replicate. Now, not to confuse them with the microbes, aka robots. Not to confuse these xenobots with the aforementioned microbes, living ink. But you, maybe you can see where I'm going. Maybe you can't. I'm just saying. So you have robots that can replicate themselves, right? You have ink blobs that are alive. I mean, am I the only one that kind of sees it? Nobody. I'm the only one that sees it. No. No comments. No, nobody want to talk about it. I'm saying they got living robots. They have living ink. Because I think some people think that they can avoid that work. And what is that work that I'm talking about? Well, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, loyal listeners, that work is being able to be unmodified. I'm pure. Ain't nothing messing with this temple. But we know they've been genetically modifying food for years. For years. You know that. You start thinking about the water. Water's modified. You've got water with proteins and all this other stuff. Hey, it's one of those things. I myself think that, hey, you know what? You just do you. You do the best you can. You eat the best way you can. You exist. Try not to be stress-free. You'll be all right. But don't be delusional in thinking you can avoid that work. Because you can't. So you got a tattoo? Yeah, maybe. There's living, self-replicating robots. I'm guessing that they're small enough to enter into the human body. I'm just gonna guess. It's just, and it's a xenobot, and we talk about xenomorphs. They can blend in with your DNA. That's what the xenomorphs do in the movies, and maybe that's what they designed the xenobots to do in real life, allegedly. Because, as we know, researchers, our governments in the world, they always do stuff that is of benefit to the population. Always. Because y'all know we're always about to benefit the species. We do things that's going to make the world a better place, research-wise. That's what we do. All right. No, I think so. It's sort of like, because we're also in that time, because, you know, I'm talking about the apocalypse, right? I've been saying it's the apocalypse. And so the apocalypse brings about those feelings, because right now we're, you know, people call it, Me Too, the Age of Enlightenment, the Age of Aquarius, where creativity and artistry and femininity are on display at an unprecedented level in our recent history, right? Obviously, there are some individuals. We've had red pill individuals on the show. We've talked to what they call themselves traditionalists, right? Well, for example, there's the Boise State University professor. Had some some thoughts about women. Scott Yenner, whatever, teaches political science at Boise State. And he referred to independent women as medicated, meddlesome, and quarrelsome. He was doing this National Conservatism Conference in Orlando, Florida. I mean, saying stuff in Florida is not really a shock, right? I'm just saying. And see, and I want to say to my people who say I'm always messing with Florida, I didn't even, because I thought he said it in Boise, Idaho. But he went to Florida to say it. It's just, I had no control over that, obviously. That's what he did. That's how he did it. And I didn't pick it because Florida was in it. I just thought, he said women should focus on homemaking and having children also. And stop being medicated, meddlesome, and quarrelsome. Now, I started off this segment by saying I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? Now, y'all have heard me. I'm talking about the robots. I'm talking about the microbes, the self-replicating robots, and how they're bioengineered. Now, we have a backlash in every community. And I'm guessing that backlash, the anti-Me Too, cancel culture, whatever movement, whatever way you want to call it, there's a backlash to it from traditionalists. Like, hey, shit's been working. Why y'all trying to change it? I mean, we in the greatest country on earth. Y'all tripping. Y'all should just suck it up. Right? Suck it up. Don't get your titties in the uproar. You know, you hear stuff like that. And I'm like, what's wrong with titties in the uproar? It's like, what's wrong with titties, period. But I'm digressing. We have people who are like, women should have feminine goals of homemaking and having children. Right? Because that's a prevailing thought. Like, look, y'all got to stop with this foolishness. We got to get back to order because y'all making it too hard for me to exist. Right? Because I'm tired of having to be nice to you. Because I've always contended it, that society is abnormal. It's been abnormal from day one. Straight up abnormal. Just out of the box. You know, extraordinarily dysfunctional. So, we think extraordinarily dysfunctional is functional. So when people say stuff like, I mean, because basically he's saying, look, I fuck your feelings. I don't want to have nothing to do with your feelings. It should be about me. Y'all, whatever. Right? That's the prevailing thought. That's how this society was formed. Fuck your feelings. It's about my feelings. Whether it be women's rights or anybody who wasn't a white male's rights, it's just whatever. Y'all serve a purpose for us, and now all of a sudden you want me to be cognizant of your feelings? No. Now the conspiracy theory is, so you have all this technology, and I ask because there are some people who've heard about the United States and different MK Ultra and other mind control experiments. I don't know. Do you think that they would create some living ink, some self-replicating living robots that may or may not be bioengineered to control, change your DNA. And see, folks will say, ah, vaccines. But I'm just saying, hey, you can get tattoos. Hey, you can use a pen. Oh, hey, you can grab this. And it's got those robots on it. We don't know what has been printed. And are those microbes now in your home? I mean, I'm just saying. And what is the fallout from said microbes? What do they do? See, I mean, you could say, hey, I'm going to avoid it, but that just means that you have a farm and you have the technology that can short out all robotics, and then you'd have developed the technology to circumvent bioengineered technology, which could pass for human DNA, depending on how it was engineered, allegedly. Just throwing that out there. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's not. Because, I mean, dramatic lesbians talking about allergies in the chat room, but we're talking about allergies. We're talking about autistic kids. You know, a lot more kids on the spectrum. Is it diagnosed? Is it because we're diagnosing it, or is it because there's a food component, there's other societal factors, components? Because we're talking the tip of the iceberg, not the tip, you know. So it's like, it's basically, let me put the tip in. What's the worst that can happen? Just let me put the tip in. Because that's what this stuff is. Because it's basically putting the tip in. You might get pregnant. You might not. We just don't know what the baby's going to look like. That's for a generation later. That's what this research is. If this is just the beginning of it, maybe we look at all of the insanity and you say, is this part of that experiment? I just throw shit at the wall. I'm like how the monkeys used to be before they made it where monkeys couldn't throw shit at you anymore. I'm that monkey throwing shit at you. Hopefully it don't hit you and stink. Yeah, I can't follow that up. I just can't. So I'm going home break. This is my verse, because I just feel like boogieing tonight. So you can boogie with me. This is my verse. They lost Jeans.
Let's go. I'm going now. Got to check up the Supreme. That's a lie. Why you so see every season? Book a lookout. Cloud ain't home to take a freezer. Nothing go proud, but the knock the login. Gangster to my left has come around. Shorty thick, but can she take it to the ground? Your single thumb to flip a bitch might even drown. And those who want it, there's my pocket get me now. I look fun to help you reach my altitude. I might like on flow, we low, I stuck on no natito. Long might be long, long, girl, it's in el latito. They winning either way, tell them copy. I hear the voice, I make you want a visual. I only wonder if I'm gonna reach my pinnacle. We acting up, what some strippers do. Tell them liquor if they ask him what got into you. I just don't feel no look at the bar. Prefiero papi si no sale la paz. Diablita la gata parece de tan. Morigay van a matar en la. But humble, no sato, it's like. Come through and struck both the bundles of lay. Muscle from struggle, my hustle to play. Don't trust you, we fuck you, but what can I say? Escribieron los dos, viajaron los dos. Me lean con ellos, no tengo este mojo. Rufio con mi nena, puse mi canción. Con la boca abierta, si vete de ron. Check out the Suprema. Tú estás al lado. Why you so be every season? Busca los clavos. Clad at home to take a breather. La tengo proud. Busting out the los jeans. Like, wow. Hold you gangster to my left to come around. Shorty thick, but can she take it to the ground? Yo tengo tanto trip, but this might even drown. And though you want it, just my pocket's demi now. See, it's English, but the mix it with the Spanish. And the plug is the one that understands it. I'ma keep the pussy kicking like a champion. They can't speak cause I'm appealing like a champion. This queen ain't worried about a phone. I'm just too lit to even try to put a thong. Tell the system, fuck a bra. Solo mio, naturale, what you want?
What you want,
love?
Wrong.
And when you get what you want, is it enough? Yeah,
baby, no.
They want the battle, side de la guerra. And if you mad though, vaya la verga. Dominante la nena está hot, la muñeca está crimen. Empezando con el general, the sister to see me. Wet my bed, the night's a young one. If he work on that, he getting dumb. Why you so free every season? Cloud at home to take a breather. The thing go blout, busting out the Logina. Wow. Oh, you gangster to my left to come around. Shorty thick, but can she take it to the ground? Just tengo tanto tiempo, push my deep and drown. And those who want it, just my pocket's demi now. Truth is, I ain't got nothing to prove.
La muñeca mala,
para con my money,
la patrona.
And
Jennifer
motherfucking day.
Martinez.
Together you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was my verse, De Los Jeans. Maybe I said that right, maybe I didn't. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. We're in the apocalypse. There's some things that's unprecedentedly crazy. And then there's other things that you can relate to that are funny. So, the New Yorker suspends Jeffrey Toobin for exposing himself during a Zoom call. And so, Toobin was apparently in the middle of a Zoom meeting, he was making it happen. So he's a CNN chief legal analyst, and they were doing a Zoom, and homie was beating it off on the Zoom. Apparently, people could see him during the Zoom. Because I guess he had that watch, you know. And it's one of those things when you're feeling yourself, you're not conscious of anything else. You've reached that higher level elevation. So the regular perceptions of reality escape you, right? I mean, we've all been there. Where you've hit that height, you've reached the pinnacle, that mystical, majestical, mythical place, he was in the zone. He just happened to be on the Zoom. And I guess homie just didn't know that his camera went down that far. And yeah, that just happened. And he thought they had muted the video too. And see, once again, when you enter into that zone, it's something else. It's something else. Boom. Can't stop, won't stop. He couldn't. It couldn't happen. He had to. And they called him out on, they suspended him, all that other stuff. Now, I don't know. Can you go back to work after that? I mean, can you go back to the Zoom if they caught you beating off? I mean, I say ladies, it's just like, you know what? You trying to get through that Zoom meeting. You trying to get through that Zoom meeting, and you got your toy. You're just like, you know what? I'm just going. And it's, you're doing your thing. You thought you turned that off. You thought you turned it off. You thought you turned the mute off. It ain't off, and that camera. That camera is down. Everybody can see. You thought, hey, I'm just saying. I thought that one was funny. It's like I got to get through it, and I mean it's a microcosm of the world right now. To get through this work day, I got to beat this off. Just thought it was funny. And on that note, I got to go into my thing. I ain't done it in a while. Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. Groundhog Day. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's some crazy white woman talking about, because you know they've been going through the January 6th, as they call it, insurrection. You know, the people that was willing to do a coup in the American government. That we, for some reason, folks don't say that they're supreme traitors and they should all be hung or whatnot. I'm just saying, it's you're traitors to your country because you wanted to upend the very democracy of the country. But hey. What do I know? I'm just a dude citing hypocrisy. Anyway, so Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and she said the mostly white defendants, which is pretty much every defendant, even though there was some foolish Negroes out there, the white defendants that were jailed. She said that they are being taught critical race theory in jail. And they're talking about the jail's inhumane conditions, and I guess that's one of the inhumane conditions. Having learned about the horrors that white people have inflicted on black people, and they're like, it's too much. Y'all gotta stop trying to tell us the truth. I can't take it. I just can't. Stop. So, yeah. Worst thing that you can do in the jail is not the rape. It's not the horrible food. The horrible conditions. Germs, all that. No. It's teaching critical race theory. The other stuff, no biggie. Now, maybe I speak for the people who are in jail. They're probably a little more terrified about being raped than the whole, oh, I got to learn critical race theory, which we still don't know what the hell that is, but I digress. Of all the things you're worrying about in jail, what somebody's talking about is like, look, in this classroom is one of the few places and times where people aren't trying to rape me, shank me. I don't care what you're teaching. Teach that shit. If you want to go over, I'll take it. You say, throwing black folks under the bus still over something that we ain't got nothing to do with. But they're teaching them critical race theory. It's ruining their jail experience. How are they going to survive their jail experience if I'm being tortured by learning about critical race theory? Oh my gosh. It's too much. I just can't take this. I can't take it. I don't know. How am I going to go on? How? Oh, it's so hard out here being a traitor to my nation. And now I got to learn about critical race theory. Oh, the horror. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. You can always tell the supreme racism by what they use. It's still, don't talk about the evil that you tried to perpetrate on your own country. We just going to talk about their learning critical race. Do you learn stuff in jail? Do you really learn stuff in jail? That's my question. I don't think there's too many folks like, man, I was in jail. And, you know, the courses there are amazing. The education system in the jail is top notch. I can go in. I went to college, son. I got my degree. I'm straight. That's what we're saying? That's the funny part. We talking about jail. We ain't talking about anal rape or none of that. We talking about critical race theory. Delusional. All right. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word. If you want to continue this conversation, please jump in the chat room at smoothdrama.com. I'd love to hear from you. Other than that, I'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth.
Drama. Smooth.